I'm Ryan Muncy, and these are the Better Human Project Takeaways. Hello, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to BHP Takeaways. This is the TLDR, too long didn't read, version of podcasting. So today we are talking about my big three takeaways from episode 114 on the Better Human Project with Dr. Perry Nicholson. If you haven't listened to that one yet, Perry is one of my favorite accounts to follow on Instagram. His Instagram and YouTube accounts are Stop Chasing Pain. It's filled with useful self-care education and information for health, healing, optimal performance. He posts tons of actionable little drills to correct posture, ease pain, and help make us better. So a few weeks ago, I reached out and he said yes. So we had Dr. Perry on the podcast. And like I said, I'm going to share with you three of my biggest takeaways from that conversation. Of course, if you want to listen to the full episode, it's going to be right here. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, just grab the full episode, episode 114. So first takeaway, pain is protection, not punishment. Pain is not punishment. Really think about that. And maybe that changes your own thoughts on pain, your own relationship with pain. But I know for me that anytime I'm talking to, I'll call it air quotes, normal people, people outside of, you know, what I do in my bubble, I quickly realize that pain is seen by other folks as a punishment. And obviously Perry has had the same experience. That's why he's using that word. It's seen as something that happens to us, not something that happens for us. And look, nobody wants to be in pain. Nobody wants to experience it. Nobody wants to have those dashboard warning lights come on. But if thinking of pain as protection rather than punishment is new for you, this is something really, really crucial to start to wrap your head around. If it changes the way that you view pain, then listening to this was worth it just for that. Pain is not an input, it's an output, okay? It's an output, it's not an input. Pain is our body's way of flashing that dashboard warning light in your car that says, hey bro, something's not right. Okay, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, right? That's the wheel squeaking, or at least it should get the oil if we're paying attention, we're listening to our body, and we're prioritizing self-care, right? And that sort of ties into the psychological and emotional aspect of physical pain, but you'll have to listen to the full episode for that conversation. It's a really important part of this chat with Perry. So if and when we shift our perspective to viewing pain as a protective mechanism, I say protective because, you know, it prevents further or more catastrophic injury. We can then begin to accept it, accept that, hey, something's not right here. Okay, we need to back off the actions that are causing that pain. We need to look for the root cause and then work towards a solution. And again, this is something that we discuss at length in the full episode in terms of, you know, how do we determine the proper courses of action? So make sure you check out full episode 114. One more thing on pain that Perry said we should all write down. And I just, as soon as he said that, I envisioned Van Wilder saying, you know, hey, write that down. Pain is a signal that we are experiencing low oxygen somewhere in the body. So if you're sitting in a car as you listen to this and you're having tightness in your back, pain in your back, it means that you're not getting the oxygen to those muscles, right? And so if they're hypoxic, if they're being starved of oxygen, they're not getting the nutrients they need, they're not getting blood flow, right? So you're choking that out. And so like if we did that to you as an organism at the organism level, like you'd start to scream, you're looking for attention, right? So that pain, that's the dashboard light. Hey, something's not right here. Let's pay attention to this, okay? And so again, that should give you a clue as to how we might begin to treat that, right? Breathe and move if appropriate to bring fresh blood flow to that area as blood delivers nutrients and oxygens that are critical for optimal performance and healing. Okay, takeaway number two, we don't learn or grow when we're comfortable. We don't learn or grow when we're comfortable. Said another way, growth requires adversity, right? When we're comfortable, at ease, never being challenged, we don't need to and we will not grow. So let's face it, life is full of adversity. Only a fool believes he or she can avoid adversity altogether, right? We know it's coming. So rather than view these inevitable adversities or hardships as something to run from, choose to see them as opportunities to develop resilience. And when you think of resilience, think of getting back to baseline, right? The definition of resilience is the ability to bounce back to pre-event levels, right? So really, it's just getting back to baseline. It doesn't necessarily insinuate or mean growth in itself, right? So we want to see these hardships or opportunities as an opportunity to A, develop resilience, getting back to baseline, B, growing, right? Exceeding baseline, right? That would be post-traumatic growth or post-adversity growth. And that's the stuff that helps us become better, more capable versions of ourselves. Adversity both reveals and builds character. Third takeaway, it's all connected. If you talk to a typical chiropractor, you might hear them say that the musculoskeletal system is the end-all be-all, right? The skeleton, the bones, the muscle. If you talk to an endocrinologist, you're likely to hear that hormones control everything. If you talk to a third specialist, let's say a neurologist, they might tell you that the nervous system is king and that it governs everything. So the question is, which one of them is right? You know, can they all be right? Are they all wrong? So what we're seeing in this example is that there is a bias, right? Each practitioner in our example is biased toward their own lens or their own specialty. And the truth is, as we talk about in this episode with Perry, the body and its systems do not exist in isolated vacuums. We can't treat one without the other. The skeletal system needs muscles in order to move. The muscles need the nervous system to direct movements. The nervous system, our brain, needs oxygen in order to function, right? And so now we're talking about, well, we need the respiratory system. The respiratory system would cease to operate if the heart stopped pumping blood. And so I think you can see where this is going. The idea that these systems, musculoskeletal, nervous, lymphatic, blood, respiratory, and others, are operating in isolation is totally false. And it's that mindset that screws us up, especially when it comes to treating symptoms like pain. Because if we treat things in that manner, it's not going to result in long-term optimal health or performance. So we need to find a holistic approach that transcends this system bias. Right? Side note, this applies to just about everything in life, right? Business, sports, many other things outside of health and medicine, right? But one other thing on this bonus in this section, I have pain in my back, right? And I know it ping-pongs. Ping-ponging is the term that Perry gave it. So some days it may be lower left. Other days it might be in my mid back and on the right side. And then other days it's up high and on the left, more towards like rhomboids or trap, right? So that tightness, that pain is ping ponging. If you have pain that moves around or ping ponging, that is going to be due to causes that are more systemic and or emotional based. And we'll get into that a little bit more in the full episode with Perry, but I think these are three takeaways that really give you some powerful insights on their own, but also kind of let you know what we're going to get into in this full episode with Dr. Nicholson. So it's all connected. We don't learn or grow when we're comfortable. And pain is protection, not punishment. As always, thanks a lot for being here. We appreciate you being a part of the Better Human Project, and we will catch you next time.